sight loss research is just one of the many areas that you'll find work from the charity Retina UK. They provide a whole host of services, advice and support for people with different conditions like retinitis pigmentosa, probably one of the more common names you'll have heard of in relation to retina disease. Now, we have with us Tina Houlihan from the charity Retina UK.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
So tell me, first of all, a little bit about the organisation. It's been going for some time now, and I would imagine the services you provide have been growing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now known as Retina UK, previously RP Fighting Blindness, and then previous to that, the British Retinitis Pigmentosa Society is 43 years old this year. We've been going for all of that time, originally set up to try and find treatments and cures for what was then known as just RP. We're growing our services. For example, we've got our helpline, which is manned entirely by people who live with the condition or are intimately involved with the condition. We have a befriending service, which is more ongoing support and conversations with people in similar situations. We also do a host of information days. We also have our annual conference on the 28th of September. And we have a very new, very comprehensive, very accessible website for any questions that you might have.
Now, we've just had RP Awareness Month, which must be a great springboard probably for projects and indeed for awareness raising too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, RP and RP-like conditions are relatively rare. We think around 1 in 3,500 people live with the group of conditions. And I think the idea of progressive sight loss is something that the public really needs to become aware of. It has a host of challenges, and the more public awareness we can get, the better.
Would a big part of that be around encouraging people to have regular eye checks, you know, whether they have RP in the family or not?
Absolutely. I mean, regular eye checks and looking after your eyes is an absolute staple part of anybody's life. I think one of the important things that we're raising awareness through RP Awareness Month and other activities is actually that the public are aware that everybody sees differently. It's been a theme that the RNIB have picked up in the past, where sight loss doesn't mean that you just can't see anything. It means that you can see portions, which means, for example, that a guide dog could be of great use to you, but you can also still look at your phone. We've seen online in the last couple of weeks some information coming out about that, where the public are getting a greater knowledge of everybody being able to see differently. And that's something extremely useful and important to the RP community.
So in terms of sight loss research, is that something you've been involved in for a while?
Absolutely. Our organisation has been supporting pioneering research for 43 years. It was the first objective of the organisation. Unfortunately, we haven't got any treatment to market yet. It's been scientifically like opening a can of worms after a can of worms. Originally, it was thought that only one or a handful of genes caused this group of conditions. We now know that there's over 260 genes, and I don't think we're even nearly finished on finding all of the genes with defects that cause this group of conditions. So research is extremely important. Coming into a very, very important time, not only for the charity and for the scientific world, but for the community as well. The first treatment is at the moment going through NICE process after being approved by the FDA, which is the Food and Drugs Administration in the US. So it's definitely within our grasp that there's going to be some treatment in the future. This is a process that we know is a when situation, not an if situation, but we can't put any dates on when that's going to happen yet.
As you said, difficult one to even look at a possible date there. So
yeah, absolutely.
Although the work continues on the research side of things, support is equally as important, if not more important, to show people that if you have a retina condition, your life doesn't stop.
Absolutely. And you know, our mantra is hope for tomorrow, but care for today. And people have to live their lives, especially in a situation where there aren't any treatments at the moment. Today is very, very important. And speaking to peers in similar situations who have similar experiences to you is absolutely key in that. One of the unique and very special things about a helpline is you're talking to someone who knows what you're going through, knows what your experience is, because they've lived it themselves. So there are lots and lots of information available within the sector, from government through the NHS, about the practicalities of these things. But actually, there is a huge empowerment in speaking to somebody who intimately understands your life. We're not reinventing the wheel, we're supporting what's already out there. And that's one of our key objectives.
So you're in your 43rd year then. What about future and ongoing projects?
Okay, so we have two main objectives. One is to fund research so we can find a treatment or treatments. The other is to offer support and information today. We are finding that we are changing as an organisation. We have for 43 years been supporting laboratory work and new science. And as science progresses and it succeeds, it becomes more expensive. So we are changing to collaborate efficiently to do that. The other thing we're doing is we're getting ready for the process of getting this brilliant science into treatment, into the people who really need it. So we are now collaborating internationally to get the evidence needed to support the treatment case going through government. We're also growing our contact with our community, so we really do become a single voice to be reckoned with in that process. So although our objectives have always remained the same, that we always are talking about a day when we might not be needed because there are treatments. And although that may appear pink-tinted, it's an aspiration for us. So although the structure of the organisation is changing, our objectives have not changed.
Working collaboratively then, that must be good in terms of finances. You know, you're looking to work with other organisations, other charities and so on, and that sharing of knowledge as well can make a massive difference.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not a huge organisation, but what we are is highly effective. And we do that by holding over 50 active collaborations with other organisations. And that can be from signposting. We work very closely with the RNIB around information and support, because why, as a small organisation, would we reinvent that when the RNIB is doing that? We also work with the Macular Society on counselling services. So if required, and we have a call into our helpline, we work with the Macular Society's trained counsellors, professional counsellors, to refer on if required. We also work with other research organisations, Sight for Sight and Macular Society, to support funding for research. We have more recently been collaborating with the pharmaceutical industry, other organisations similar to us on other international, geographically internationally, and Retina International, to put together a consortium to pay for the very, very expensive research needed to create the evidence base to show that there is a market and a need for these treatments coming through now. We are at the moment starting to conduct an insight piece of work, which is finding out from our community what they want us to do. So we can either find that for them elsewhere or actually build it within our own organisation.
Tina, we could probably talk for hours on the services
and the support as well.
But, you know, if people would like to find out more about the services, they may have some specific questions or inquiries. What's the best way to do that?
Okay, so if you go to our website, which is retinauk.org.uk, there's a lot of practical information on there. If you would like to speak to somebody, please call our helpline on 0845 123 2354. Alternatively, if you would like to come to our conference on the 28th of September or another one of our information days, please give us a call on the main line, which is 01280 821 334, and we will be able to help you.
Tina Houlihan, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for your time. It's much appreciated.